You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences that I encounter in life and how we can use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. This week, I want to talk about pivoting. I want to talk about why we use that word and what my thoughts are on that word. And this came up because I was watching a little bit of TV one night this week, and there's a classic Friends episode where one of the characters, Ross, is trying to carry a couch up the stairs into the apartment, and as they're going up, they get stuck on the stairs, and he just keeps screaming the word pivot at his friends who are helping him carry this couch up the stairs. And I kind of had a little chuckle at this. You know, it's an old TV show that I've enjoyed, and I kind of was laughing at this. And then I was thinking about it a little bit more, and I was like, man, there is actually a meaningful, valuable lesson that I can take away from this. And that, to me, is that sometimes pivoting is not the answer. We use that word often about in business. We use that word in our approach to things. We use that word in our ideologies. We use that word in politics. We hear it all the time about how, oh, they made a pivot. They pivoted. I pivoted. We need to pivot. We should pivot our approach. We should do the whatever it is that just requires us to pivot from where we are today and where we're trying to get to, that we're going to turn a different direction. And thinking about what that means is that you're going to keep one central point in place, and you're going to rotate around that central point. That's the definition of the word, is that there's a central point that you're rotating around to change your direction. And sometimes that is the right thing to do, and that's a great way to make changes that can be effective. But sometimes it's just not enough. Sometimes it doesn't matter how much you pivot from where you're at. You're not going to get to where you want to get to unless you pick up your other dang foot. And so I was just thinking about how many times in my life have I thought to myself, oh, well, if I just change this little bit, I'll just pivot a little bit, I'll just make a change. But I'm not willing to pick up my other foot and actually move on from whatever that spot is. And instead of using that pivot to change my direction and start moving forward again, I just use that pivot to face something else and look at it and never end up doing anything different with it. And I still am in the exact same spot as I was before, just looking a different direction. And sometimes we have a tendency to think that just because I've turned, that means that I've changed what I'm doing, when all that pivoting means is that I'm rotating. I could sit there with one foot on the ground and turn in circles. The NBA playoffs are on right now, and they always talk about keeping your pivot foot down. And if you watched an NBA player and all that they did is they just pivoted all game long, and they just kept one foot planted and pivot and pivot and pivot, they could have the best pivot move in the whole league and never get anywhere, never score. And the games would be incredibly strange and confusing and boring. But that's not the only thing that has to happen. The pivot is it's the first piece of the process, but it's not the only piece of the process. The pivot is the beginning. Then you have to actually pick up your foot and take that next step. And we have a tendency to just get so comfortable with where we're at that, oh, it's easy to say I'm pivoting. Oh, I'm changing my mindset. I'm changing my ideals. I'm changing the way that I'm looking at things. Oh, but I'm, everything is, my attitude is better. I'm thinking about things differently. And that's a great start. Good for you if you're doing those things. I hope that you can use that as the kickoff point for a real meaningful change. But it's not the end. That's not the only piece of it that has to happen. You can keep pivoting like in that show, and you could just stand there and just keep moving the couch back and forth a little bit and back and forth a little bit and never get it up the stairs because it just doesn't fit. It just doesn't work that way. You need to move. You need to pick it up, lift it over the railing and get it up the stairs. You need to change your approach. Maybe you need to get a different size couch. Maybe you need to think about an alternative and creative ways to get things going. Maybe you need to set up a pulley system on the side of the building and take it in through the window. And pivoting is a great way to start looking at things differently and to observe things in a different light and in a different way. And it can be a great kickoff point, but you need to pick up your other foot. You can't just pivot and say, well, now I'm done. Now it's up to the universe to give me the rest of it because I've made my pivot. I've turned. I've changed my stance. I'm looking in a different direction. That's it. I'm done. Now I'm ready to go and just accept whatever those great future outcomes are in my life. You need to pivot, and then you need to take that step, and you need to move on, and you need to do something that's different. And it's something that can be so hard to think about how to make ourselves uncomfortable in what we're doing, that instead of just pivoting and where we still have that one foot stuck on the base where we just know that we're comfortable and we know what's there and we feel like we have good, firm, sound footing for us to stand on. And then we just keep lifting that other foot and turning and turning, and it will look like you're changing. It will feel like you're doing something, but you're not actually doing that thing to take that next step to get to where you're going to actually start achieving things. And it's one of the great things in life is that we can always pivot, but then there has to be a next step, or all that we're doing is giving the appearance of change to ourselves. Everybody else is going to look at us and think that we're full of nonsense because we're just standing there turning in circles and talking about how great the changes that we're making in our lives are. And that's something that anybody who's standing on the outside will see through, and they will look at us and they'll be able to see, like, is this person delusional? Is this person just being intentionally avoiding the reality of their situation? How can they say that they're... And people are going to come and they're going to talk against the progress that you're making, even if you are picking up your foot. But people will also notice when you're changing. And that will only happen by picking up your other foot. So don't just pivot and say that you're done. That's the first piece, but you're not done yet. You have to continue to do the next thing that comes in your life. And it's a saying that I've heard 100 times and I absolutely love, is everything won't change in a day, but you can change everything in a day. You don't have to get all of the results right away. You don't have to have everything figured out right away, but you do have to make that decision. And so that pivot point is such an important starting point, but don't let yourself get fooled into thinking that's the end of the journey that you have to make. Use that pivot point to drive great progress and be the starting point, and then you could pivot again, and then you could pivot again, but you have to keep taking those steps, or you're never going to know what the actual outcome from the pivot is. You're going to turn and you're going to say, ah, what a great change I've made. Now I can see how much different stuff is going to be there, but there's still, you can only see as far as the horizon. You can only see what's just right in front of you. You don't know what's going to be coming down the road after you make that change unless you move, unless you pick up that other foot and take that second step, take that third step forward. And then if you have to reevaluate, hey, that's fine. Go ahead and pivot again and then take another fourth step and a fifth step and keep on pivoting and stepping and pivoting and stepping. And eventually you will get to where you want to get to. And that's the other just incredible thing about change that I love about the experience, is that we all have this idea in our mind that it takes so long to change. And we hear things like, oh, big ships turn slow, and all of these other ideas that it's going to take, that give the impression it's going to take a long time to make real meaningful change. And in many cases, that's true, But I believe that's usually because people don't take as many steps as they need to take. It takes a long time for people to take those steps because there's trepidation. There's fear about what's coming next. You're not sure what your footing's going to look like with the next step. And so instead of just continuing to move and take those steps and walk and move forward with purpose and with authority, that we tend to just take, we turn and maybe first we pivot and we pivot and we pivot and we just spin in circles for a while. Then we're finally ready. Okay, now I can, I think I've made it all 360 degrees. I'm ready to take that step, and you pick up your other foot and it hovers for a while in midair, and then you touch your toes down and you feel around like you might in the ocean or something like that when you're not sure what you're going to be stepping on. And then you finally put that foot down, and then, oh God, you look behind you and you see, what's happening around me? Have I moved far enough? Did I move too far? Is this the right thing? And then maybe you pivot again, and you go in another circle, and then you take another small step. And that's better progress than most people will make. Most people will never take that step, but it's not the best progress that you're capable of making. And you can just start walking, you can start taking those steps and move forward and know that you'll have the opportunity to improve and adjust as you go. As long as you're moving, you can change your path, you can revise what you're doing. And even if you think about the big ships turn slow, but big ships really don't turn if they're not moving forward. And so you have to be moving in order to see those changes. And so if you're moving with purpose and you're moving forward and you're taking action and taking steps along the way, yes, it's going to take some time, but it's not going to take as much time as you think that it might. It just looks like it takes a long time because most people don't move forward. They just spin in circles. They just stand there and they look and evaluate and feel their way along just one tiny, tiny movement at a time. And so, yes, it takes a long time in those cases, but it doesn't have to. All that it takes is it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of movement. It takes a lot of change, but it doesn't have to take a lot of time to have significant, meaningful, impactful change in your life and in your day and in the world around you. All that you need to do is stop using all of your energy to pivot on that one foot and start using that energy to pick up that other foot and move forward in the direction that you want to go. That's all I've got for this week. Thanks for listening. I hope that you picked up something that you can take with you and get value out of this week. I appreciate you listening. If you liked what you heard, want to find out more, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. Have a great week. Take that pivot and then follow it up with the next step. Have a great week.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.